بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Inshallah, just continuing with this chapter, the chapter which discusses the importance of visiting people of goodness, people of khair, and sitting with them, sitting in their company. So inshallah, I'm going to go through it quickly. There's a few hadith left of this chapter. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا ولا يأكل طعامك إلا تقي رواه أبو داود والترمذي بإسناد لا بأس به. سيدنا أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله تعالى عنه سمرويه كي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نشاد فرمايا كي صحبت کسی مؤمن کے علاوہ کسی دوسرے کا صحبت اختیار مت کیا کرو, مطلب مسلمان کے علاوہ کسی دوسرے سے دوستی قائم نہ کیا کرو. ولا یاکل طعامک الا تقی, اور تمہارا کھانا پرہیزگار کے علاوہ اور کوئی نہ کھائے, تمہارا کھانا پرہیزگار کے علاوہ متقی کے علاوہ کوئی اور شخص نہ کھائے. So it's very important hadith. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu is narrating. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning that لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا, don't adopt the companionship of anyone except for a mu'min. We explained last week, one is musahaba, musuhba. It's different to, one is that I you know, time to time I meet someone, I speak to them, and I'm I present myself in a good way without any kind of ill will or bad feelings, and I present myself in a way that is very nice and friendly. This is what every mu'min should do, every Muslim should do. And one is the companionship that we keep all the time, the company that we keep all the time. Now this is a totally different thing. This is someone who your heart is very much inclined towards them. Otherwise you wouldn't appreciate them always staying with you. You can meet anyone in the masjid, this person, that person, the other person. And one is someone who you actually enjoy sitting with a lot. This is a sahib. Like so many hadith mentioned, this sahib, musahaba, having this close companionship. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning in this hadith that don't have this close companionship with anyone except for a mu'min. I mean, be very careful who you choose as your close friends. These are the people that you should enjoy sitting with. I enjoy it with this certain, when this certain pious person comes and sits with me. Generally, pious people don't enjoy staying with a lot of people anyway. They will pick certain people. So if you're fortunate to be in that circle of those people who are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they enjoy it when you go, this is a blessing. This also shows your qualities, that you're also someone who has those good qualities. That's why that certain pious person enjoys it when you're there. He's very happy when you're there. Likes it when you sit next to them. When you don't visit them for a while, they say, why did you not come? You know, why do you not come and visit me more often? I miss you. It shows that you also have those good qualities. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't have any close companions except for someone who is a mu'min. And وَلَا يَكُلْ طَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِيٌّ. No one should eat your food except for a muttaqi, a person who has taqwa, meaning again, a pious person. The ulama explain here that this doesn't mean that, you know, you only feed pious people, don't feed anybody else. This means those people that you enjoy calling to your house. So both parts of the hadith are linked. You know, those who I enjoy coming to my house and frequently they will visit and frequently they will eat of my food. One is time to time you feed people, which is a sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visit everyone and meet with them. But this is those people whose companionship we enjoy. People who come to our house. So ulama mentioned here, it's talking about khas dawat. You know, when you give khas dawat, you give khas dawat to people who you enjoy coming to your house. You don't give it to every single individual. So this is, both parts of the hadith are linked, that don't associate yourself with anyone except for those people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because their companionship is going to benefit you. Apart from them, nobody else's companionship is going to benefit you. Many times there's going to be futile discussions, talking about nonsense, politics, and what this person said, what that person said, what the other person said, finding faults in people. A true Muslim, if he's your close friend and you start talking bad about someone, he'll say, shh, 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 don't say anything, don't say anything. It's ghibat. It's ghibat. Your friend who is a good Muslim will straight away say, it's ghibat, don't say it. And the one who is just your yar, you know, your dost, your friend, he'll say, yeah, I agree. You know, I saw him do that as well. You know, put more masala, add more masala on. Make this into a very interesting discussion. And then, yeah, you know what, the other person also, okay, let's call him, let's involve him, because he also knows something about this as well. And make a big deal out of it. Whereas a friend who is a good Muslim will say, no, it's okay, yeah, you know. You know, if you're angry, he will try and calm you down, then he will say, don't talk about it, it's ghibah. You know, so it's very important. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الرجل على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالف رواه أبو داود والترمذي بإسناد صحيح وقال الترمذي حديث حسن. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated a person is on the religion of their khalil, of their best friend. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِبْ. So each of you should be very careful and you should look carefully into whom you are making your khalil. I mentioned this previously. In Arabic there's two words, صَدِيقٌ and خَلِيلٌ. صَدِيق is just a friend. You know, we can have many أصدقاء, many friends. وخليل, that's why in the Quran Allah mentions الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Those who are, you know, in English you say bosom friend, your close friend, your best friend. This is خليل. So Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, is Khalilullah, close friend of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave him this title, this laqab. So Khalil is a close friend. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, on the day of Qiyamah, all of those people who are best friends in the dunya, most of them will be enemies to each other. They will hate each other. They will say, you are the reason why I did not get close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You are the reason why I fell into sin. Rasulullah is saying this, a person is on the way of their best friend. Whatever your best friends do, you'll be influenced by that. And in the time of, and this hadith, and even in the Quran, this ayah, Al-akhillau yawmaydin ba'duhum li ba'din adun illa al-muttaqin. The tafsir is, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there were two, Umayyah bin Khalf and Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. These two were best friends. And they were from the disbelievers of Makkah, they were from the leaders of Makkah, they were best friends. And one of them wanted to become Muslim and he was considering it. And he was really considering it. But then he went to his best friend and he said, he didn't tell him, I want to become Muslim. He just said, you know Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes don't you think what he's saying sounds very correct and truthful? Straight away the friend, he's turned around, he was so angry. Normally his best friend, very happy, he was very angry. He said, are you considering becoming a Muslim? As soon as he saw the reaction of his friend, one second his best friend, very affectionate, very welcoming. The next second, so hostile and so angry. When he saw this straight away, he said, no, because I was just testing you. I wanted to see what you had to say about it. And then he said, yeah, don't you ever dare become Muslim. Don't even consider it. And then he didn't become Muslim. Whereas in his heart, Jibreel alayhi salam informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, in his heart, he was actually inclined towards Islam. When he saw his best friend's very terrible reaction, he said, you know what, I'm not going to do it. I'd rather keep my best friend happy. And then Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayah, Al-akhillau yawma'idhin, ba'duhum li ba'din aduun. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam is saying here, that a person is on the religion, the deen, the path of his best friend. So be very careful who you keep in that close circle of yours, because they will have an influence on you. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the hadith, Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. The Muslim is a mirror to another Muslim. Our asatidah used to explain. A mirror is something, and our Ustaz Mufti Nazir Sahib Hafidhullah, I still remember him mentioning, you know, how a mirror corrects you, but in such a beautiful way. That mirror will not tell you, oi, you've got a spot on your face, sort it out. You know, you're just looking at it and you'll see. So in a very silent way, in a very wise way, a friend, a good believer will correct their friend. It will not cause a commotion that everybody else has to know. It will only tell you. Your mirror will tell you what your problem is. It's not going to tell you and make sure other people know about it as well. Or it's not going to phone somebody else and say, oh, can you tell this person that he's got something wrong with him? He'll only tell you. And he mentioned a few points that is such a beautiful analogy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used, that a mu'min is a mirror to another mu'min. That he corrects him, he helps him, he guides him, but in the most beautiful way. That the person is happy. And after the mirror has told you what's wrong with you, you don't swear at the mirror or shout at the mirror, how dare you tell me this is what's wrong with me? Sometimes when some people correct you, they correct you in such a way that forget what they said to you, you're more angry at the way they said it to you. Why did you say it to me like that? Could you not find a nicer way to say it to me? But the mirror will tell you in such a way that you will not, you know, at all be enraged or angry with the mirror. So he mentioned all these points. So this is the reality. These are the people that should be around us, who help us, who guide us, who correct us, and they do it in a manner which is totally affectionate and loving and caring, the qualities of a believer. Shall I do a few hadith of this chapter? وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المرء مع من أحبه. سيدنا أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated المرء مع من أحبه, a person will be with whom he loves. وفي رواية قال قيل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الرجل يحب القوم ولما يلحق بهم قال المرء مع من أحبه. In another narration is mentioned, سيدنا ابو موسى اشعری رضی اللہ عنہ ارشاد فرماتے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ انسان قیامت کے دن ان لوگوں کے ساتھ ہوگا جن سے وہ محبت رکھتا تھا. اور دوسری روایت میں ہے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے کہا گیا تھا کہ ایک شخص ایسا ہے جو کسی ایک گروہ سے محبت رکھتا ہے لیکن ان کے اعمال تک اس کا اعمال نہیں, مطلب وہ جو اعمال کر رہے ہیں اس کے اعمال ان کے اعمال کے برابر نہیں ہے, تو وہ کیا کرے؟ وہ ان سے بہت پیار کرتا ہے, محبت کرتا ہے, لیکن اس کے اعمال بہت ادنا ہے, بہت کم تر ہے, بہت گٹھیا ہے, اور یہ لوگ جو ہے ان کے اعمال بہت اعلیٰ اور بلند تر ہیں. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ قیامت کے دن انسان ان لوگوں کے ساتھ ہوگا جن سے وہ محبت رکھتا تھا. بس کوئی اپنے اعمال کو ان کے اعمال کی طرح بنانا بہت مشکل ہو جائے گا, لیکن دل کے اندر ان کے لیے محبت ہو تو اس کے بنا پر اللہ تعالیٰ تم کو ان کے ساتھ ملا دیں گے. تو یہ حدیث بہت is very important. You know, a person came to Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, a Arabi, a Bedouin man, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, you know, a person loves a group of people, but he cannot do the same a'mal as them. I've got so much muhabba, and he was actually referring to Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, that Ya Rasulullah, I have so much love for you, however I cannot do the same a'mal as you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't worry, a person will be with whom he loves. And in one hadith, the A'rabi, he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I can't do many salah, many fasting, I can't give my charity, however I love you, Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, sahih hadith. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu says, I have never seen the Muslims of Medina in the Sahaba more happier than the day in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. It was like a day of Eid for them. Because the Sahaba, they all felt this. Like it's famous, a man, one Sahabi, again, sahih hadith, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah is brought in Riyadh al-Salihin somewhere later on. That a man, he came running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have so much love for you. He says, well, I see you and I sit with you and I'm happy to see your face. But when I go home, I'm restless when I'm with my family. I think of you and I think I need to come see you. So I run out of home again, come to the masjid and I look at you and I get happy and then I go home. Every second I'm away from you, my heart is, you know, unsettled, restless, so I can come and see you. He said, but sometimes I think of something and it makes me so sad. Said, Ya Rasulullah, we're both going to pass away, leave the dunya. You're going to go to Jannah, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala enters me into Jannah as well. But your maqam in Jannah is going to be so high, and I'm going to be so low. Ya Rasulullah, how am I going to see you in Jannah? The pleasure of my dunya, the pleasure of my worldly life is in seeing you. How can I do this in Jannah if you're all the way over there and I'm so low? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially didn't answer him, because it was such a deep question. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't answer him. And then the angel Jibreel alayhi salam came with the ayah from the Quran that فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, the part before that. Those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi salam, then they will be with الَّذِينَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That in Jannah, these people, these pious people, they will be with the Anbiya alayhim salam. They will be with the Siddiqeen, the highest of the awliya, the greatest caliber of the awliya, the shuhada, the martyrs, the salihin, the righteous. Hasuna ulaika rafiqa. They're the best friends a person can hope to have. So this was very, you know, the Sahaba, they knew if we cannot do anything else or our actions are weak in any way, one thing that we can say 100% that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll give our life for him. I will give my life for him. Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the enemies of Islam, they captured him and they took him and they had tied him up and they were taking small knives and spears and they were cutting his body, like making small incisions in his body, and blood was coming out from all parts of his body. They didn't kill him straight away. They wanted to make, they wanted to torture him. So he was put under so much torture that all of the people of Makkah had gathered and they were watching him. And then someone said, "Oh, Khubayb, would you wish that Muhammad was here in your place now? It's because of him that you're suffering today." He said, "I swear by Allah, if I knew that I was here and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a thorn had struck him in Medina, I would be restless and I wouldn't be able to control myself. I could not bear this much. What are you people asking of me?" In the Battle of Uhud, we see what the Sahaba did. The Sahaba, they were making their bodies physical shields for swords and arrows that were coming for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he didn't have a shield. And he saw an arrow coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He just jumped in front of it and it struck him in the eye. Sahih hadith. In Hayat al-Sahaba, when Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned it in many of the books. He struck him in the eye and he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holding his eyeball in his hand like this. Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took it and he put his saliva on it and then he put it back in the eye of Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu anhu, he was an archer. He was an archer. He says, "From that day that was my best eye, because I could see the best with the eye." This is a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the love that Sahaba had. So the point of this hadith is it's all about that love. There has to be that muhabbat, there has to be that ishq. Sometimes some people, especially in the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and other things, people celebrate and people, you know, they remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people are quick to say, "Oh, these people, do, you know, they're too much, doing too much or going above and beyond." But the reality is it's a muhabbat. 100% we have to abide by the laws of Sharia. That's there. But it's muhabbah, it's love. Sometimes a person does things in love that they can't even, you know, they can't even understand. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi mentions, you know, al-hubbu yu'mi wa yusam. Many times love makes you blind and makes you deaf. You have no idea. No, it makes you blind and makes you dumb. You don't know what you're saying, you don't know how you're saying it. It's just muhabbah. So this is the kind of muhabbah a person needs to have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to build this, develop this collection. So this is why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought it here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pious people, the Sahaba, a person needs to have intense love for them. There should be no toleration of anyone saying anything about the Sahaba, whether it's the greatest of Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, or whether it's Sahaba who came later on from the younger Sahaba. Sometimes some people open their mouths against Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu and other Sahaba. It's not our place. It's not our place. Nowadays it's social media era. People are going on YouTube, some people, and putting themselves in position of scholars. And they're saying things about Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. They're saying things about Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu became Khalifa and after that he was martyred. So they say, you know, because the issues that happened with Sayyidina Muawiyah and Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu and other Sahaba who were there. So they say they feel it's okay that we can open our mouths and speak about them. The best example is the example of the Salafus Salihin, the pious people who have passed away, the great scholars. Look at how their approach was when it came to the Sahaba. Don't invent your own approach. That ha maine hadith ki kitab ke andar padhi hai, or I've seen ke, you know, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu did this and Amr bin As radiallahu anhu did this. But look at what the pious scholars have done. Look at the ulama. Our religion is all about following. Our religion is not about, okay, everybody go and invent your own way and do whatever you want to do. Look at what the ulama, Allah Ta'ala mentions the Holy Quran. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. So don't say, "Oh, I've read it in a hadith kitab that this sahabi did something against Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And this, so I feel like I can say, I can give my own opinion here that I don't think the sahabi is right or he's wrong and he shouldn't have done this." Don't say anything about things that you don't understand. Things that are, you know, far above you. Leave it alone. All of the Sahaba, we need to have this respect for, this love for, just because they were the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is from the love that a person has for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll stop there. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, ability to practice upon these few hadith. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.